higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles and Lexi Brinkley. We've got Allison Smith coming in here in just a minute. She's stuck in traffic. It happens, right?
It happens.
We're going to be talking about that Dallas City Council considering feral hog solution. You know, we got the most hits ever on our social media, I think, with that post that we made about that. It really incited a lot of people to take action, which was really nice to hear, considering the show is very much a part of anti-animal cruelty and doing the right thing, no matter how difficult that can be at times. And so, anyway, Danny, how are you doing in there today?
I'm doing fine.
Did you see the little present I brought you?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was at a bookstore last night. Imagine that.
You bought me a book, something I have never done.
You've never gotten a book as a gift?
I never read.
Well,
I never read.
You will read this.
And I should read.
Open it up and tell everyone what it is, because you're the movie man. I'm giving it away now, but you
are. I'm a movie man.
You're the movie man. A lot of guys are movie men. They like to quote movies, don't they?
You know, that is a guy thing.
It is a guy thing. It's totally a guy thing.
Does he bug you?
I hate when I can't catch on.
That's because men have more time to watch movies than women. Because they're always busy doing stuff.
No.
Yes, it's true.
No, okay, I think more women go to movies than guys.
Not this girl.
Really?
I haven't been to a movie in months.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so many movies that I've never seen. What's that one that you guys were talking about the other night? And they're like, "You've never seen the..."
Oh, well, that's a classic.
You know, here's the deal. If it wasn't for Robin, I wouldn't be going to movies. I never go to the theater.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those
things.
It's
kind of awkward to go alone. I always thought that was awkward.
What I used to do is like on a rainy, cold, or ugly Saturday, I used to go to the theater and get like two or three, sometimes four movies knocked out. I just go from one movie to the other Long time ago, I used to do that. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, maybe not four movies, but yeah, I'd get like two of them out of the way.
Two, I could see. Three or four, that's a little.
I'd have
a little
to be really
cray-cray.
Bored. Yeah. But I've done that before, where I've actually done three in one day.
Well, I saw that book and I thought of you. It's this amazing bookstore downtown. Don't ask me the name because I forgot. Anyway, so I went to this bookstore and I love books, and I was just such a happy place looking at all these beautiful books. And that book, I'm just going to say it, it's beautiful, and it was only $20, and I can't think of the brand or the name of this bookstore, but they've got the most beautiful books, and all of them are very moderately priced.
Is it a chain?
Priced.
Is it like
Borders?
I don't know.
All I know is
because bookstores is a
I'll find
becoming
out,
a thing of the past.
You know what? I've always wanted to own a bookstore, like my own little, like in the movie. What's the name of that movie? Sleepless in Seattle.
Is that the one where he was a bookstore owner?
She was a bookstore owner, right?
Yeah, and he was kind of a big time company, Borders type
CEO, that's right.
And he bought out the little people.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happened. I haven't seen that movie.
I think that's what it was.
In years. Yeah, I think you're right.
Tom Hanks.
They fall in love, right?
Ryan.
But that little quaint little bookstore in that movie was so beautiful. And I was like, I want a bookstore someday, you know?
Well, I think you have more of those in like the Northwest.
Yeah,
like
you
the
do.
Portlands and the Seattles, you know, the coffee house slash bookstore slash the guy in the corner with the guitar reciting poems.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? Or have a little area for kids where you read. I would love to read books to kids that and have them come
reader,
for like story
Lexi?
Time.
No. I
I'm
wish
not
I was.
Either.
I wish I was.
Well, you don't have to wish. You just make it happen.
I
pick
can't
up a book.
Do it. I've tried.
Yeah. You've just got to find something you like reading. That's all.
That's what people say. Well, you haven't found the right book. Well, I have lots of books at home, and I will pick one out, go to the pool, you know, on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. I will literally read four or five or six pages, and I'll look, what did I just read?
Mm. Yeah, I do the same thing.
My mind wanders, and it's not
mine does
ADHD
too.
Or anything like that. It's just I cannot.
I'm probably a little ADD. I think everybody is a little bit, and your mind does kind of wander, but it's okay. You go back to where you were. There's so much knowledge and just good messages. And you pick up any book and immediately you're smarter. You read one chapter and you're smarter. You've learned something. Mm-hmm. So that book, it's all the
book. Well,
the book was, what is it? The top 100 movies or the best 100 movies ever? What is it? I can't remember because he wrapped it. And so.
Oh, well, I got to open it up.
Got to open it up.
I'll open it up during the break.
Okay. You open up during the break, but it's, I thought of you and I thought it was good. Uh-huh. But, you know, Allison Smith was going to be here. The mm-hmm. traffic must be.
I think she's coming up the elevators.
Oh, she is? Okay. Yeah. Well, no worries because we always talk about, this is our segment every week where we always talk about animals and how important it is to treat them well. And so I have an update from the Mercy for Animals. I'm happy to report that Brussels, France, bans cruel force feeding for foie gras.
It's like it's
the duck. Okay,
it's a delicacy in France.
I didn't even know this. Okay, the animals are forced to ingest large quantities of food. This creates an awful lot of stress for the animals, and they experience breathing difficulties. The animal's liver can grow to weigh up to 1 kilo under normal circumstances. This is barely barely 100 grams. Force feeding boils down to torture. Mm-hmm. I cannot permit it. That's a quote from Mercy for from Bianca de Bots, a Brussels Secretary of State for Animal Welfare. That's who said that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I just think, what are we doing? What are we thinking? Why do we think that we have the right to force feed animals? What the heck are we doing in this world?
I don't know.
And I'm so happy to report that they've changed it. And kudos to Mercy for Animals and PETA
and
organizations like that that get the word out and stop this just insane behavior. So cruel, so unfair. And then I also thought this was interesting that veganism is on the rise. It says that more people than ever are ditching animal products and switching to compassionate vegan diet. In fact, the USDA reports that 400 million fewer animals were slaughtered in 2014 than in 2007, with delicious plant-based products becoming more readily available. There's never been a better time to switch. And even if you don't want to become a vegan or a vegetarian, just, you know, don't get extra bacon on your burger, or just mm-hmm. forego the burger maybe once a week and try something different, not just for the animals, but for your own health, because there is proven science that a vegan
a
plant-based diet is healthier for you at least several times a week. It really, really is.
I'll have to try it.
You should. You really, really should. And there's so many incredible restaurants that are popping up all over the country. But it says, you know, and then it goes on to say, this is by Joe Loria. This was written just a couple of days ago. He's a writer for Food Business News. He recently highlighted the surge of vegan products filling grocery store shelves. That research firm Innova Market Insights found that there were 320 launches of products with plant-based claim in the U.S. in 2016. This is up 45% from 220 launches in 2015. Interesting stuff, right? And it says, people want to know how protein ingredients are associated with local sourcing, ethical treatment of animals, and environmental issues, states the article, that these changes are not a fad, added Steve Walton, president of Health Focus International. They are permanent lifestyles. And I can understand why, because when I, as a human
Ooh,
being...
Ooh, it's a heavy book.
It is a heavy book. I got to find out the name, and I'll tell you all, you know, next week. But or we'll put it on social media. We'll put it on the website, oneliferadio.com.
Like Christmas.
And so when you hear stories like this about what they were doing in Brussels, force-feeding these animals, it makes you want to, you know, do the compassionate thing at least once in a while. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I agree.
Yeah.
Completely.
Danny?
I have cut down on my
meat
consumption a lot.
Yeah.
100 all-time favorite, but we're kind of going all over the place.
I know, we're all over the place, but that's okay, because you know what?
100 all-time favorite movies of the 20th century. So yeah. Cool. Thank
yeah.
you.
And it's got pictures and like little facts.
Good. I like books with pictures.
I know you do. That's why. And it's got all the facts about all the movies. Less words, the better. But anyway, it doesn't look like Allison's going to get here before we go to break. And so that's okay, though. It happens. It happens. But I do want you to go to our social media on Facebook and Twitter and check out the post that we put. I'll pin it to the top during the break so you can find
and
it
like
easily.
And
like our page. Because, you know,
you can follow
we're trying to facilitate change here and do the right thing mm-hmm. For all beings, that we're all on this earth together, okay? And we're not any better than any other animal or form of life out there. Except for maybe,
plants.
I don't know. Except for, let me think of something.
Roach?
No, I can't even find.
Snakes.
We get no right. No, you don't get to kill a snake.
Spiders.
You just got to chill. not spiders either, unless they're going to kill you. You know, I don't know. Don't give me...
Eye for an eye.
Don't paint me in a corner. All right, everyone. You know what? We've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Mike Fenster. He's going to be talking about food and sex. Oh, boy. And then we've got Paula Dumas. She's going to be talking about the World Migraine Summit. You need to stay tuned because a lot of people have migraines. That we're here to help. And Sean Wells is going to give us a Natural Foods Expo update. We'll be right back. Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child, and as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and we do have Allison Smith in studio with us. And this is
well, unfortunately,
like a chess game today.
You know, we have Metallica coming out of the break like we normally do on Fridays. But I got a text from Dr. Mike Fenster, and he is a cardiologist, so.
Yep.
He got called in for surgery.
And it happens. And so, you know what? And so we get to hear what you have to say anyway, Allison. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well.
Oh, except her thing's not.
I had the wrong mic. Pilot error again.
Danny.
There you go.
I switched mics on you.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing really good. It's Friday. Good things have happened in the last week.
Okay, good, good. Well, you know, for people that don't know who you are, Allison Smith currently serves as an advisory board member for the American Mini Pig Association and served as a chair of the AMPA Rescue Committee. And Allison has been working with with figs.
With figs.
Pigs for, I was going to say pigs for, and it came out figs. Okay, with pigs for 9 years, her love for pigs began in high school where she raised breeder sows in her school's FFA program. And through the page, Allison created the Dallas Mini Pig and the wonderful members of the DFW Pig Parents Facebook group efforts to educate the public. Mini pigs in DFW have a better chance of not ending up at a shelter or an auction. But the thing that you're most passionate about right now is the Dallas City Council considering this feral hog solution. So tell our listeners what they are considering.
Well, something that's recently come up is the one of our Texas commissioners, Sid Miller, he is he's had an emergency rule to allow certain people who are qualified to purchase a drug or pellets that have a drug in it, primarily consisting of Warfarin, which is a blood thinner.
Which
help
is Coumadin,
weed
right?
Out her, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's modern medicine that prevents blood clotting. And they want to put it in pellets and feed it to feral pigs so they can die.
Wow. And so they bleed out, basically.
Yes, slowly.
And it's very painful. So, you know, what's changed since last week?
Since last week, oh, man, there's some good things that have happened. On March 3rd, a Travis County judge ruled that Miller's department did not follow the requirements to impose such an emergency rule. So the judge granted a temporary restraining order until March 30th.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then in the last couple of days, there is now a bill for the Texas State House and Senate, Bill number 3451, in case you want to call your senator or your representative and let them know that you want them to support it. So these are really good things. You know, it's getting attention.
So this is a new bill, not what's already out on social media on our One Life Radio page?
No, this is an actual bill that's been submitted.
Just recently. Okay.
Yep.
So we'll get that out there, too. Mm-hmm. So get it out there to all of you. And why is this? Why do you feel that this is so important? What are some of the reasons that people are so passionate about this?
That people who are against it, if you look at it.
Yes, against it.
Against mm-hmm. It is a very, very slow death for this animal. It's a slow death for any animal who is fed low amounts of this over a period of time. They pretty much bleed out into their body. And it's very inhumane. There are many, many other ways that that there could be better solutions for the population control. And I think this is really over the top, and a lot of other people do. There's an environmental hazards, secondary contact hazards that people don't really know about. There's not been a lot of research in this.
Hmm. And tell us about pigs. Let's talk about how intelligent they are.
Oh, man.
Like, seriously, people don't, they eat their bacon. You know, we're a bacon-loving country. There's no question about it.
We are.
Triple bacon, double bacon, 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 all day long, all night long. And so what do you want people to know about these pigs? How they're treated, first of all, in the farm industry and how intelligent they are?
They are in the top five species of the most intelligent species there are on the planet. Their ability to discern, reason, their emotional capability is astounding. They have these family units, a herd unit, their mental capacity to learn as pets, tricks and commands. They're so much quicker than dogs. Personally, to me, their ability to connect with another being, whether it's human, cow, horse, anything, they have a bond with any living animal. I find it so astounding. And they're just such an impressive animal. And the way that they are treated in some of these factories really doesn't do them justice to how great of an animal this is.
Well, I was reading Mercy for Animals. It's just their Compassion for Living magazine. It comes out, and in here there's a story about it's graphic too. Horrible pictures inside Mexico's slaughterhouses. It's Mercy for Animals' most shocking footage yet. And, you know, the bacon that you eat doesn't just always come from America. It comes from other parts of the world that gets away with just the most horrific behavior, how they treat these animals, complete and total, just unprecedented torture. And so everyone out there that chooses to eat bacon or pork needs to understand this, that there's a cost to somebody for it. Mm-hmm. And it's the animal. And not only that, all the negative energy and everything that those animals experience, you're eating it too, whether yeah. you believe it or not.
They live a very, very stressful life. Mentally, they are not well. Within these specific holding areas on places that we're talking about in that article, extremely stressful lives. They have mental instability. They don't have proper physical care. It's like living your life in a box.
Yeah.
And you don't get to talk to anybody, but you get food once or twice a day.
Right.
And then you have babies, and then they take away all your nutrition.
Yeah, let's talk about the babies. And the gestation cages, because that's important that you understand this, too, because it's so unnatural and it's just not healthy meat. Dr. Fenster talked at length about it a couple of weeks ago on the show. He's very knowledgeable as a chef and a cardiologist. And by the way, he's got some great books out there, Ancient Grains and The Fallacy of the Calorie. You can find them on Amazon.com or DrChefMike.com, I believe.
Chef Dr. Mike.
ChefDrMike.com. But he himself, he loves meat and that's fine, but he sources it from places all over the country that the animals are treated humanely, and that's the key here. We're not asking everyone to turn into a vegetarian overnight or a vegan or at all, but at least source the meat that you eat, don't waste it, and be sure that it's cruelty free.
Absolutely. Look into who you're buying from. Does Hormel, who is I believe the distributor for who we're talking about in that article, where is your meat from Hormel?
And they have
coming?
Some good advertising. Let me just throw that out there.
Oh,
they
yeah.
make it seem so happy and fun to buy their pepperoni.
Really?
Yes. Have you ever seen the commercial where he's playing the drums and he's singing this song and it's all about buying their pepperoni? And
really?
It's just like, it makes me sick.
Let's show some footage that I saw, and I'm telling you, you'd never pick up a piece of pepperoni again. You'd go for the vegan option. It's just horrific. It's really like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And what they allowed in Brussels, force feeding,
just out of curiosity, Miss Italian, what is pepperoni? Is it like salami?
And it's a little bit of everything. It's all the leftover everything.
So it's just like
with
sausage.
With a ton of salt.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Or a hot dog.
Yeah. It's like, it's not very healthy for you. I can assure you of that.
Well, you've been told, and I'm sure, if you ever seen how a sausage is made or how a hot dog is made, you would never eat it.
Right. Yeah. It's everything. It's the feet. It's the brains. It's everything.
Mm-hmm. And you were asking about the life of the sows there that
Let's
are breeding.
Talk about it.
So these sows come in and they're kept in gestation crates where their confinement. It severely frustrates their natural behaviors.
They can't even turn around.
Mm-hmm. They
picture yourself being in a coffin your whole life, because that's about the size of it for a human, where you can't turn around. You're literally in a box.
Mm-hmm. And naturally, a sow who's pregnant, she goes out and she nests. She brings things in to rear her piglets to get used to this, but she's stuck in a little crate. It's mentally and physically abusive, and it can lead to unnecessary deaths of piglets. The mother can't move around. She can't see her piglets. She'll lay on them. She'll step on them. And they'll live... usually it's on a cement floor or a floor with metal slats for easy cleaning. And she'll be in there for about 4 months. And then straight from there, she'll go to a farrowing crate where she has her babies. And they eat, sleep, drink,
confined.
And their own pee and poop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, severely confined. And then right after that, the babies are usually pulled early, and then the sow goes right back out into pasture where there are males, and because she's now back in heat, and she starts the circuit all over again.
Well, and when you were saying nesting, I have a really funny little story that I'd like to share, and it's when I had my first baby, and I didn't even know really what that meant, you read about it, but you don't really know, and believe me, it's so innate in the human body, in all animals, but I can remember being down the floor after I shut the pizza place down, and I went home, I cooked dinner, and I was down in the kitchen scrubbing the woodwork at 2:00 in the morning. My water broke 6 hours later. Okay.
Wow.
So it was, so what I'm, what, and that story should speak volumes to you about just how we animals deserve to have that natural experience and have their little piglets.
It
and
disrupts nature.
It does disrupt nature, and it's got to stop. It really, really does. We as a world need to eat less meat. And I was reading, actually someone sent me something on Facebook about, and I actually posted it this morning. It's a really great video about what changes really need to happen. happen in this world, and just the greed and the corruption and the mistreatment of animals, and how it's all connected, and how we just, I mean, what about the little chickens that they roll off the thing and they go into a chopper?
Oh my gosh.
Hundreds and thousands of them. Every single day they just get destroyed because they're male, and we think nothing of that. And then they take that, and if I'm not mistaken, they feed it to cows, don't they? Or other animals like pigs?
I'm sure they do not waste
it. What are we doing? What are we doing? So, Allison, thank you so much
thank
for
you so
helping
much.
Me to articulate our thoughts today. And everyone out there, we've got a great show continuing on. We've got Paula Dumas coming on. She is the founder and CEO of MigraineAgain.com, a leading migraine lifestyle and wellness community that reaches over 1 million patients worldwide each month. Stay tuned. She's coming right up.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Allison Smith in studio, and I've got Paula Dumas on the line. She is the founder and CEO of MigraineAgain.com, a leading migraine lifestyle and wellness community that reaches over 1 million patients worldwide each month. Paula is a lifelong migraine warrior. She struggled and juggled through her career with CNN, Apple, and Disney, and then shifted gears to devote herself to nonprofit work and health advocacy. Under her direction, the Migraine Again offers hope and help to people who suffer with this chronic disabling. It really, really is. I'm trying to get that out. It's a very disabling condition, while raising awareness and funding for a cure. How are you today, Paula?
Hey, I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome to One Life Radio. So good to have you on the show. So I guess this Migraine World Summit is coming up. It's scheduled for April 23rd through the 29th, which is going to bring together over 30 top experts and advocates to provide answers and treatment advice on migraine for free to anyone around the world with an internet connection. What a great idea, by the way. What a very great idea.
Well, something needed to be done because there are just too many people out there suffering. You know, it affects about 1 billion people worldwide.
Really?
In your audience, maybe 1 in 4 households has a migraine sufferer living in it.
Wow. Well, you know, my most the freshest migraine story. I've never had migraines, thank goodness. But
I'm glad.
I own a Drift Float Spa. I just had to shut it down. We're looking for a new location. But flotation therapy helps with migraines, and everybody knows that because of the magnesium. But I had one client. His name was Tony, and he had a reaction to a pharmaceutical drug, which made him develop a horrible migraine, and he couldn't get rid of it. For no matter what he did, they tried Botox injections all over his head. He had it for over 6 months, and his sister ran across something that said that flotation therapy got rid of migraine. So he came in. The first time, it lessened it. The second time, it completely took it away, and it's never come back. This was about a year ago. So I don't know if you know anything about that, because there are so many migraine causes, aren't there, and triggers?
Well, the cause, they believe, is really genetic. It's a genetic neurological disease that is passed down through families in many, many cases. And you can have it, and it gets activated by different things. Sometimes head trauma or emotional trauma or car accidents, things like that, concussions. And then it begins to perpetuate. And you have to be able to break that cycle. And for some people, it's an easy thing to break with. I'm glad to hear that your friend responded to flotation therapy. I haven't heard too much about that.
Okay.
But for other people, it can go on for a lifetime and never resolve and change and morph over time.
Really? That's so fascinating to me that it seems like there would be a more simple solution to something. And I don't know. As I said, I've never had one. You obviously have had many of them throughout your lifetime.
Yeah.
And, you know, is there a connection between magnesium deficiency, like I was proposing? Because, you know, that's what's in the water is the magnesium. And they say anytime something is tight, you're probably lacking in magnesium. And they do say, you know, just even for headaches, if you have a lot of headaches, that magnesium works within our cells to regulate the body's system.
Sure, you're right. There's been a lot of research done on magnesium and migraine. And in some countries, it is kind of the default treatment used for migraine. I personally take a magnesium supplement every single day and use magnesium in different forms because I do think it is a fantastic mineral. And it's a really easy fix for people who are diagnosed with migraine to leverage it in some way. Epsom salt baths, those types of things. Also help at a very simple level to get more magnesium, and then eating certain foods that are high in magnesium is also a really smart, healthy habit that people need to use. And we will be talking about that on the Migraine World Summit in greater depth with some of the experts that we've invited to speak.
Well, yeah, and I read something about that ketones kill migraines. So using something as simple as MCT oil may be able to eliminate migraines through like and diets like the ketogenic diet. Is there any new research on that?
The ketogenic diet is something that some people are interested in for migraine. The evidence on it is not as strong, but that doesn't mean that it can't work for some people. So being a migraine sufferer myself and losing a decade worth of days to migraine, I am absolutely a fan of anything that works for anybody. However, because I have also spent a few hundred thousand dollars addressing my migraines over the course of my life, I am reluctant to recommend or refer people to anything that doesn't have evidence behind it, because you can waste a lot of money trying to chase help for migraine.
Oh, yeah.
And relief.
You know, Paula, what about the region that you live in? You know, does vitamin D have a, you know, if you live in a sunny climate or if you live in a cold, wet climate, does that make a difference?
It sure does, and that is a great question.
Yeah.
Because people suffer with migraine in different degrees based on, in part, where they live. And some of it has to do with the weather, how much sunshine, how many barometric pressure fluctuations, how much humidity you have, all of those things can affect migraine. Migraine sufferers will say, I can predict the rainstorm before it comes in. And so weather can absolutely be a significant trigger for a lot of people, and they try to get ahead of that. One of the experts that we're going to have speak is going to get deep into that. And we're excited about that because there's actually an index for migraine suffering by city that we will talk about.
What are some of the biggest myths about migraine, about migraines?
Well, the biggest myth of all is that it's just a bad headache, which it is. As I said before, it's a genetic neurological disease. It's some people would describe it as, you know, ice pick, Mack truck, a monster. But really, it's just a whole bunch of symptoms. It's sensitivity to light, sound, smells, and touch. There's usually vomiting, nausea associated with it, like a really bad case of the flu. Of course, the acute head pain, but dizziness for a lot of people. Some actually go numb. They begin babbling incoherently. There are all kinds of strange symptoms that can be associated with migraine, and then incredible fatigue. So the attacks can last for days.
Wow.
And in some people, they simply don't resolve. So it's much more severe than most people imagine, and that is probably the biggest myth of all. Another myth is that there's a cure. There is not a cure. There are things that can help relieve the symptoms, and reduce the frequency and intensity, but there is not a cure.
Well, let me ask you this. Have migraines increased like in the last 50 or 100 years? And is there a correlation between that and our food source?
Good question, because I wondered the same thing. And as I dug into that in my research, I found that we now have a better sense of who is affected and how they're affected. And I was also curious to see if it varied much by country. What varies by country is the kind of treatment and access to doctors and specialists that we have. But the incidence rate has not gone up that we can measure dramatically. But I believe that the food sources that we have complicate migraine. So a lot of people who have migraine are, as I said, have very sensitive systems neurologically. And so any food additives, substitutes, MSG is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are hidden in packaged foods, which we have a greater reliance upon in our current, you know, food system, aren't the best choices for people with migraine.
Well,
we encourage people to eat clean.
Yeah, and well, I'm thinking, Faye Alahi is a common guest on the show, and she specializes in children's eating disorders and ADHD, ADHD. She talks from time to time about food dyes and what it does to a child's brain. I'm sitting here logically thinking there's probably a connection to that child becoming an adult and maybe, you know, more migraines now than there was in the past, just based on ingredients like that. Just food dyes alone.
Right. So one of the experts that we'll have on the Migraine World Summit is Dr. Peter Goadsby. And he's from London, but he's lived in three different continents and practiced in at least two of them. And one of the things he talks about is migraine food sensitivities are in some cases exaggerated, in other cases very personalized. He said, so there are only a few food items that are proven to trigger migraines. And in the other cases, each of us have individual food sensitivities that are aggravated, as you say, by dyes and additives and things that are in a lot of packaged foods. So you really have to monitor it and track it with a diary. And there are some fabulous apps, electronic diaries out there today, that help you isolate which foods you are sensitive to. And some people have to go all the way to an elimination diet in order to figure that out.
Oh, wow. I was going to ask you, what are the differences between the Eastern and Western approaches for migraines, the holistic and traditional ones?
Right. Well, I think the more holistic try to get back to the root cause and addressing what is going on here. And from all the science that we have, again, we believe it to be a genetic neurological cause, but then there are triggers that make it worse and worse. And so, we're continuing to research that, and I don't think we have any clear answers now. But what excites me is that we have the finest minds that we have engaged from the Mayo Clinic, the Cleveland Clinic, and UCLA, who are appearing on the Migraine World Summit. They're going to delve into all of that in a deep way, over 18 hours of content.
Wow. What an amazing event. Can't wait to watch it. The Migraine World Summit, scheduled for April 23rd through the 29th. Where can people get hooked up for this, Paula? Where do they go?
Well, it's really easy. You just go to migraineworldsummit.com, or you can Google us at Migraine World Summit, and you'll find us right away. And then you register online now. It's free the week of April 23rd to watch online, and then it's accessible all year long to anybody who needs it after that.
All right. Paula Dumas, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
All right. That's Paula Dumas. She is the founder and CEO of the migraineagain.com. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants.
In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and I have Allison Smith in studio with me, and I've got Sean Wells on the line. Sean is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition, run by our very own Dr. Joey Antonio, PhD. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, and exercise, and making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research.
Zane.
I keep messing up today, Sean. It's okay. Yeah. Okay. So you're a registered dietitian, and you're also a master of public health. And you just came back. Are you still at the Natural Foods Expo?
I'm still here.
You're
still
there,
Anaheim.
All right. Well, so tell us what's up. What's going on? What are some of the trends, good and bad, happening at the Natural Foods Expo update?
Yeah, well, you'll love it because it's a lot of the things that you're preaching and, you're ahead of the curve. And I think I'm ahead of the curve. And that's why we get along so well, that we care about health and wellness. And this show, Ingredia and Expo West, is a massive show. And I think you've been here before.
Yes, I have.
In Anaheim. It is huge. And it's really just all the supplement companies, all the food companies. And there's really just a convergence of food and supplements, because we're finding out so many healthy things in food. Like, think of some of the things that you love that are kind of bordering on the two, like kombucha,
mm-hmm.
Or apple cider vinegar, or, it's like Greek yogurt, or, some of these things that are obviously trending. And I would say some of the hottest trends that I'm seeing is bone broth. Like, probably first and foremost.
Really?
Yeah, because it has protein and, that marrow, the bone marrow, like the broth pulls out the minerals and the electrolytes and some of the nutrients that we're just missing, because, kind of going back to that paleo thing that we're not eating bone like maybe our ancestors might have, but two, like, we're not even cooking with bone, like a lot of our relatives from the past would have, just even in prior generations. So.
Well, and I think that people naturally would eat less meat if they had to deal with the bones, but they don't. They never see them. They never see anything that goes on behind the scenes. So let me ask you this, with all these new bone broth products, are a lot of them, I hope, from free range grass fed animals that are treated well?
That's the biggest thing. Yeah. And absolutely huge trend. And, how you police all that, I don't know, but that's certainly on most of these, packages, that they're paleo, that they're grass-fed, grass-finished, that they're, humanely raised. And, a lot of that messaging is becoming important. But I do worry about, how well that is policed. And certainly I think there needs to be better certifications, because, I know supplements so well and how many loopholes and kind of gimmicks there are to just, have marketing claims that
right,
may or may not necessarily be true. Like, you know, I've heard about like free range animals that like just aren't in cages, but they're kind of in like a pen that's the size of a cage.
Yes. Yep.
You know, it's things like that, that like are very manipulative. So you have to be careful. But collagen protein, very hot, especially with the paleo kind of crowd, which again, like that whole paleo warrior, ancient foods, whole foods, like that's definitely a trend. And I'm seeing, you know, less ingredients being more. There was a company called Five, like P-H-I-V-E. And, mm-hmm. and I love this idea, like that they had five or less ingredients in their bars.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's cool.
And I'm seeing like simpler is more, you know, like,
right.
So like, so that's, there's a lot of that. And now big companies, I mean, you're seeing really big companies buy out companies like Kavita and, you know, all these different brands that, you mm-hmm. know, were like once kind of like, you know, smaller, like mom and pop kind of things, but like are getting a lot of traction. And then, you know, Pepsi comes in and buys them, or, you know,
right.
Danone, or, you know, these big companies are definitely worried about some of these smaller companies that are doing big things. And plant proteins, you'd love that. And I know like your warrior protein,
Sun Warrior,
you know, is some, yeah, one that I've seen out here. But mm-hmm. you know, like hemp, pea, and rice are probably the three most popular. I'm seeing kombucha, like I was talking about,
like crazy,
a ton,
right?
Of variety,
yeah.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Well, you know, and this. Like the, go ahead. Mm-hmm. I was just gonna say this is a great time to, you know, to give a shout out to our sponsors, because these are companies that are doing things the right way, like mm-hmm. Sun Warrior, who's out there, you know, Crazy Water, Squatty Potty, you know, trying to do the right thing and build companies honestly, and they care about you. They really, really do. Charlotte's Web, you know, they were on the show this week. Amazing things going on all over the world with conferences like this, the Natural Foods Expo. And you know, Sean, I know you'll agree with this, and I know that you probably feel this. I know I do. It's very comforting, you know, as a consumer to see products that are going back to nature, going back to basics. And like, you know, one of the things that is a good trend is they're using less ingredients, right?
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, Nina, you just hit on something that I think is really important that I talk about with people I work with. Is there's a mega trend in this industry of nutrition and wellness supplements and food right now of integrity, sincerity, authenticity. And now companies are, you know, just kind of like, think of like Jessica Alba and Honest, you know, how a lot of these companies now have a face, and that face is not just a celebrity face, like,
right.
you know, like Dave Asprey or, you know, whoever it is. It's important that a company has a face, because now that face is responsible for that company, and people identify that company with a person and say, and it's not just big corporate. It's like a person that I can reach out to, and like through social media, you really can reach out to CEOs now.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I think millennials are
responsible.
Right. I was just going to say, yeah. you know, millennials are the ones that really have started this movement, and held these big companies accountable for their corruption and their deception that they are trying to pass off, especially on the American people. We're very vulnerable right now when it comes to our food. And, you know, I know that non-GMO certifications are huge out there right now. I mean, you've got countries like Russia and China that won't even eat genetically modified food. And yet we are being almost forced to here in America. And I'll give you a good example, Sean. Yesterday, my daughter, I didn't even know I had this contraband in my pantry, but she pulled a box of Annie's macaroni and cheese. And Annie's been bought out. It was bought out a long time ago by another big company. I don't know who, but it wasn't non-GMO. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you are not eating that. You are not eating that. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but you're not eating it. Because it is more important than people realize, and that's why there is so much focus on it at conferences like the Natural Foods Expo. Am I right?
Absolutely. Totally. Yeah, the certifications are becoming very important because, like I was saying, there's a lot of people making claims, but to actually pay for these certifications, it can get very expensive. So realize that, yes, that if you see certifications like non-GMO project or, you know, certified organic, you know, on a label, and you're like, wow, that's more expensive. And this other one says something similar, but doesn't have a certification. Well, paying for that certification and getting that guaranteed is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm saying, there's companies that can just make any claims, and you don't know. So it's nice to know that even though it's more expensive, you're getting what you're paying for.
Well, I can't wait to get you. I can't wait to get you back in studio and we can discuss. I hope you're getting lots of little treats for us to sample and bring back bags of it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It's like trick or treat. It's the one thing I love about the Expo West. It is so awesome. But Sean, continue to have a good time. Tell Ryan we said hello, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, will do. See you, Bernadette.
All right, that's Sean Wells. He's a regular on the show, and love having all of his content and research. Great guy. Okay, everyone, you know what? It's the end of the show. I hate to say goodbye, but you know what? We're out of time. Everyone out there, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. So get out there and make the most of it.
KFXR.